Welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guests today are Mallory Janicki and Kyle Rice with the Youth Leadership Council of Licking County. And to the both of you, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us today. Mallory, I'll start with you. You're a sophomore at Lakewood High School. What kind of prompted you to join the Youth Leadership Council?
My sister was in it before me, and it just sounded like a lot of fun, and I enjoy helping the community, and I just like to be around all the people. It's such a great environment, and I really love it.
What are some of the things maybe that you've learned during this time on the Youth Leadership Council? I know it hasn't been very long, but kind of what have you learned since you've joined the council?
I've learned different things about our community that I never knew before. I have met so many new people, and it's just a really great experience.
As a sophomore in high school, I mean, I know your time is precious. You've got a lot of things that you're doing, a lot of commitments in that. Has it been hard for you to find time, or has it been something where you're like, you know what, this is something I enjoy doing, I'll find the time to do this?
Well, I'm also on the girls' soccer team, and I'm in a drama club at my school. And so it's kind of hard just to schedule things, and I've had to cancel plans and just reschedule, but I would cancel anything for a while.
So. Kyle, let's bring you into the conversation. Again, you're a junior at Licking Valley, and I'll ask the same question that I asked of Mallory. What was it that made you decide that you wanted to be a part of the Youth Leadership Council? I believe you said this is your first year doing it. What kind of prompted you to do it?
Ever since I've grown up, I've always seen how the struggle in Licking County, and I've always wanted to help out with that. And when I found out about YLC, I saw that as an opportunity for my help in helping the community.
Has it been something that you found rewarding? Again, I know it's just your first year doing it, but I mean, are you finding this to be rewarding? And what are some of those issues that you think need to be discussed and talked about amongst the group?
Yes, I think it's very rewarding so far. We still got 6 months left. And what I've noticed that we've kind of helped more, like, I feel like we've helped a lot with, is we've helped teach prevention, education, and help with raising money for different fundraisers, and it's going great so far.
Now, you talk about that education and getting the word out. We're talking about, you know, alcohol use, drug use, those kind of things that really can impact folks. Is this a big problem that you're seeing? Did you know? Was it a problem before you got into the YLC?
I knew it was a problem in some areas, but when I got into the YLC, my eyes truly opened up to how truly a problem this is in Licking County and our world. So,
what would you say to parents? Maybe I have two, you know, I have one teenager and one who's 20, and we talk about this all the time. Is it important, you think, that parents continually talk to their kids about alcohol use and drug use and those kind of things?
Yes, very important.
Do you have those discussions at home?
Yeah.
Mallory, I'll ask you the same question. Is that something, too, that you feel needs to be discussed on a regular basis with parents?
Yeah, it's a really big topic, and if parents don't talk to their children about it, the kids, they're just going to experiment, and they're never going to learn unless their parents tell them, because kids look up to their parents so much, and if their parents don't tell them, then they never know.
Now, you said you had an older sister who was in the YLC. Do you feel comfortable talking to her about things like this? How important is it as well for siblings to talk about this issue?
Yeah, I have two sisters, and we're really close, and we tell each other everything. And so if I ever needed to tell them anything, we would just talk, and we just tell each other everything, and so I'm comfortable with them.
Kyle, do you have siblings, or do you have really good friends that you can sit and talk to if you don't have any siblings? Are there some of your friends where you say, you know what, we need to discuss this issue?
Yeah, I don't have any siblings, but I have a lot of good friends that are pretty much family. Mm-hmm. And so if I feel the need that we need to talk, then they're always there for me. So
before we get into these fundraisers, Kyle, I'll ask you maybe give a little background information on the YLC. How often do you folks meet? Where do you meet? What times do you meet? And if there's a website or a Facebook page, if folks would like to get some information.
The YLC meets once a month. All 44 members get together and in the council, and we go through our schedule and what happened the previous month. We meet at around 5 o'clock and goes for 2.5 hours till 7:30. And for people that want to find more information out about the YLC, they can go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All those things that us old folks don't do a whole lot with, I can tell you that. All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the big things that are coming up for you folks. And you've got some important fundraisers where you're going to try to raise money, and honestly, you're going to be helping some other folks. Let's start with the Run Run Reindeer 5K Run Walk. Kyle, if you want to talk a little bit about this, when it's going to be taking place, where it's going to be taking place.
Yeah, so the Run Run Reindeer 5K Run Walk is going to be taking place Sunday, December 18th. And the start time is at 3:30. And packet pickup will begin at 3. Students' entry fee is $15. Adult entry fee is $20. And every participant receives a T-shirt. And all the proceeds from this race will be going to the YMCA Healthy Kids Network. The Healthy Kids Network actually started up a couple years ago, and every weekend they send backpacks with food and necessities home with elementary kids from 8 different Licking County schools.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but that is going to be really cold that day.
Yeah.
When you talk about this, folks still want to come out. You still want to get people to come out and enjoy this. Are you a runner? Or is this something you're going to be? Are you going to be volunteering? Are you going to be running in this? Is this something where you're thinking, man, this is going to be a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah. I'm a runner myself, a really big runner. My friends call me crazy. But, yeah, I'll be definitely there and helping and all that.
Now, where is this going to be taking place?
This will be in downtown Newark. It will start and finish at the new Canal Market District Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
now, again, if folks would like information on this, they can go to the Facebook page and all those, or is there a special website where they need to go to?
You can go onto the Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram, but there is also a website, Race Penguin, Run Run Reindeer, It's Your Race.
Okay, so folks can go there and they can mm-hmm. register online. Can they register the day of the 5K?
They can register at the race, yes.
Okay, very good. Okay. Yeah. You're listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guests today are Mallory Janicki and Kyle Rice with the Youth Leadership Council of Licking County. Mallory, I'll bring you into the discussion now on these fundraisers, and another big one is going to be the Pals for Pups. Let's talk a little bit about that and what this is all about.
Pals for Pups is my project with the Licking County Dog Shelter. The main name is Home for the Holidays. It's Saturday, December 17th from noon to 4 p.m. It's at the shelter on Dogleg Road in Heath. And it's just a fun event where people can come out and play with the dogs and hopefully adopt them. And it's really important for families to have pets because it brings them closer and it helps with mental health. And it's just a really great opportunity for parents to get dogs for maybe Christmas, or Santa can come and get a dog for Christmas. And it's just a really great opportunity for people to come in.
Now, will there be donations taken that day? Let's say folks are coming out and they're looking at pets. Are you guys going to be asking for donations, or is it just come on out, check out the pets, and hopefully adopt a pet?
Mainly just adopt a pet, but there are fun raffles that we're doing with prizes. And you can get gift certificates, dog accessories and equipment, and maybe a free adoption.
Now, you made it sound like pets was kind of a passion of yours. Is that something that where you said, this is something I'd like to do to be involved with and have the YLC involved? Is that something that you enjoy?
Yeah, I love animals, and they're really great. And sometimes I feel like families don't understand how much pets can bring them closer. And as a person with a dog, it's really great.
Don't feel bad. I'm a dog owner too, so I understand all the benefits of having a pet. When you talk about things like these two fundraisers, is this something, Mallory, where you sit down as the YLC and you say, okay, what can we do? Do you bring suggestions? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we propose our project after months even of planning, and we vote on it whether we would like to participate in that or not. And after it gets approved or disapproved, we keep planning if it is approved. And we just meet every month and we give updates and we talk with Bobby, our leader and our project planner, and we just get in the little details for our project, and then we keep updating each month.
Kyle, let me ask you about doing these different projects. did you realize how hard it is to put some of these things together? I mean, it's great that you guys are doing this and you find, as Mallory said, you talk about the different projects, but a lot of work goes into this. It's not like you just snap your fingers and, oh, here's a 5K.
Yeah. I certainly didn't expect this much work. I knew there was going to be work, but it's been a little way more planning and scheduling and having meetings with city officials and stuff like that. That's taking a lot of time, but yeah.
Now, how did you find out about what the YMCA is doing? I know a group that I belong to, the Kiwanis Club, we went down and we actually packed the backpacks for these children. How did you find out about this program and how impressed were you when you knew about it?
My mom is part of the food pantry board and she mentioned it, and I was already planning on giving my original idea was the proceeds going to just the food pantry, and then she mentioned this new thing that started up, and I decided that would be much more helpful.
And it seems to me when you talk about things like this, this is the perfect opportunity for the YLC to be able to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like not having food on a weekend for these kids to go home. So hats off to you guys for doing that. Sounds like your mom being a part of the Food Pantry Network board. Sounds like service is something that's in your family. Is that something that you were brought up with, that, you know, give back to the community?
Yeah. My parents have always told me that help out with the community whenever you can and be grateful. So,
is that the same for you, Mallory? Obviously, with your sister being in the YLC, was it something that, you know, has always been instilled in you that you have to give back?
Yeah. My mom, she's a teacher, and she's always taught me the right thing to do, and she's always told me to be a leader and to stand up for others and to help people when they need help, and the YLC gives me a great opportunity to do that.
What would you say to some students who are thinking, maybe, I know you'll be coming into the next year where you're going to start looking for new members for the YLC, what would you say, Mallory, to get kids to join the YLC?
If they have doubts, they just need to put those aside and do it. It's a great opportunity, and at first I was hesitant, but it's amazing.
And Kyle, what about you? Do you talk to your friends who aren't in the YLC? Do you explain to them? And do you think that there's maybe folks that you can try to pull in or explain to them what you're doing?
I talk to my friends a lot about YLC, and I think I've gotten some of them hooked on the idea that they're going to try out and
come aboard and try to be on it.
Yeah, try to be on the YLC, and I always try to get others into it because it's a wonderful program.
We got about a minute left. If you want to, Kyle, I'll start with you. If you want to throw out the details again for the Run Reindeer 5K Run Walk, when it's going to be taking place, where it's going to be taking place, and what time.
All right. The Run Reindeer 5K Run Walk will be taking place Sunday, December 18th in downtown Newark. It will start and finish at the Canal Market District Pavilion. All the proceeds from this race will be going to the YMCA Healthy Kids Network. This program sends backpacks full of food and necessities home with elementary kids from 8 different Licking County schools.
And what time will be taking place and how much to register?
The race start time will be at 3:30, and then students' registration fee is $15, adults is $20.
And Mallory, if you want to talk again about the upcoming Home for the Holidays, the Pals for Pups program.
Pals for Pups, a Home for the Holidays, starts at noon until 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 17th at 544 Dogleg Road in Heath. There will be prizes and gift certificates given, and there's also an author that wrote a book called Christmas Underdogs, and profits from sales that day will be donated to the Shelters Medical Foundation.
So hopefully we can have some folks not only come out and take part in a run on December 18th, but the day before on Saturday, December 17th, come out and maybe hopefully adopt some dogs. That would be wonderful. I appreciate the both of you coming in. Again, it's wonderful what you're doing with the Youth Leadership Council, so thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guests today, Mallory Janicki and Kyle Rice with the Youth Leadership Council of Licking County. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.